This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Israel and Iran traded fresh devastating strikes overnight, a day after U.S. hit three Iranian nuclear facilities. Explosions rocked Iran's capital, Tehran, as Israel announced coordinated attacks on government and military installations across the country. Israeli defense forces targeted the entrance of Tehran's notorious Evin prison. The high-security facility houses political prisoners, dual nationals, and critics of the Iranian government, marking an expansion of Israeli operations beyond purely military targets. Iran responded with waves of missiles and drones targeting Israeli territory, with blasts reported in multiple cities. Meanwhile, the United States has placed its forces across West Asia region on high alert. The U.S. Embassy in Qatar also issued an urgent advisory directing American citizens to remain indoors until further notice, citing the ongoing Iran-Israel conflict and U.S. bombing operations against Iranian nuclear facilities. India has categorically rejected references to the country at the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Council of Foreign Ministers meeting and termed them as unwarranted and factually incorrect. The External Affairs Ministry stated that these statements, driven by Pakistan, which has turned terrorism into statecraft, reflected the continued misuse of the OIC platform for narrow political ends. It said the OIC's repeated failure to acknowledge the real and documented threat of terrorism emanating from Pakistan reflects a disregard for facts and the global consensus on the fight against terrorism. New Delhi further noted that the OIC has no locus standi to comment on India's internal affairs, including Jammu and Kashmir, which is an integral and sovereign part of India. A total of 290 Indian nationals and one Sri Lankan national who were evacuated from Mashhad arrived in New Delhi this evening on a special flight under Operation Sindhu. The External Affairs Ministry informed that with this, 2003 Indian nationals have been brought back safely from Iran so far. Meanwhile, the first batch of 161 passengers will arrive in Delhi from Amman, Jordan under Operation Sindhu. These 161 individuals were evacuated from Israel and moved to Amman by road. All Indian nationals have been requested to register themselves with the Embassy of India in Israel's capital, Tel Aviv. A 24/7 control room has been established at the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv. The telephone numbers are 972-54-75-2071 and 972-54-327-8392. And the email is cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh released a book titled Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 2, in New Delhi this evening. This book contains the speeches delivered by President Draupadi Murmu between the period of August 2023 to July 2024. Speaking on this occasion, Defense Minister said India took the historic action under the Operation Sindoor, which injected fears in minds of terrorists.
अपने सर्वोच्च कमांडर के नेतृत्व में हाल ही में हमारे देश की सेनाओं ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के तहत ऐतिहासिक सैन्य कार्रवाई की है और इस ऑपरेशन के सभी उद्देश्यों को हासिल किया है और आतंकियों के मन में भय का संचार करने में भी कामयाबी हासिल की है.
The Election Commission has declared the results of the by-elections held in five assembly constituencies across four states. Following the completion of counting of votes, Aam Aadmi Party bagged two seats while BJP, Congress and TMC won a seat each. In Gujarat, BJP's Rajendra Kumar Daneshwar Chavda won the assembly by poll in Kadi constituency. AAP's Gopal Italia registered victory in Bisavdar constituency. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, India were 351 for 9 in their second innings against hosts England on day 4 of the first test at Headingley, Leeds, when reports last came in. The visitors now hold a commanding lead of 357 runs thanks to impressive centuries from KL Rahul and Rishabh Pant. Earlier, England posted 465 in the first innings in response to India's 471. And that is the end of this news bulletin.